This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And my final studio guests of the week have arrived. I'm joined by Jacqueline Atkinson. She's Community Officer for CBM. Jacqueline, hello.
Hello.
And by Alan Connachie from the Cambridge Cord Company. Good afternoon to you. And that's hello. Cord with an H in it.
Indeed, sir.
Indeed. A very good afternoon to you both. We've got you in because there's a concert coming up. But first of all, Jacqueline, tell us a little bit about the work of CBM.
Well, CBM works in 54 different countries across the developing world, in Africa, Asia and Latin America. And we're helping the people that other people leave behind.
Right.
So that's people with disabilities who are forgotten and ignored in their own communities and across the world generally.
Yeah, because especially in little villages in Africa, it can be a problem, can't it? If you have sight issues or anything like that, then you know if life goes on without you, you're left
really
to kind
does.
Of fend for yourself, aren't you?
It does indeed.
Yes, you were saying it's World Sight really Day today, so
it is.
It's in particular a poignant and busy day for you, I would guess. We came across CBM, or we were talking about CBM a few weeks ago when you had a project to follow the story of exactly what you're talking about there. A gentleman called Desire, I think it's Desire was his name. I may have had an E, may have had an accent on the E. But he was a father of four out in Cameroon, only a young lad as well, a fairly young lad, who'd had cataracts at a very young age. I think I'm right in saying he started off training to be a carpenter, but then wound up not being able to do that, so he was then working on the family's fields and trying to be a farmer. But even then, because of his cataracts, it was so painful, he couldn't really get out in strong daylight, and obviously where he is, there's a lot of strong daylight around. So he was having to work sort of just a few hours in the twilight hour. And this really... cataracts is something we take so... Getting them treated is just a piece of cake in this country, isn't it? But out there, it's not. It's life-changing and really debilitating.
It certainly is. Imagine, how difficult it is with no money and no transport. And when you have to have a cataract operation in countries such as Cameroon, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for getting there. You go in and you have your cataract operation and you have to stay in and be looked after. So you have to pay for your accommodation and pay for your food. And then you have to pay for your transport to get back.
So something that we take for granted is actually, if we had to pay for it all ourselves. In fact, you made a comment, Alan, off air. You made exactly a comment about that.
The amount of money that's required to pay for a cataract operation is probably only slightly more than I just paid to park my car today.
Exactly. Well, the good news about Desire was he had the 45-minute, simple 45-minute operation to do both eyes. It has restored his sight as well. So now that's it. He's after 28 years of living in virtual darkness. He is now back and able to train again as a carpenter. He's able to work full-time back on that. So it's amazing. Job done.
Yeah.
If only we could do that for how many people and in how many countries. And that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's the work of CBM, and you've got a concert.
Yeah.
You've got a concert coming up. Tell us
about
that.
We have. It's World Sight Day today, as we've already said, and on Sunday it's going to be Christian Blind Mission Sunday,
right,
where all churches or many churches across the country will be joining with us in prayer and giving. And Alan and Cambridge Cord Company came to us and said that they'd like to put on a concert to benefit Christian Blind Mission, CBM, and to help people who have disabilities and who are vulnerable, often abused. So we were absolutely delighted.
I bet you were.
And said thank you very much.
So Alan, tell us about Cambridge Cord Company. It's not a name I've heard of.
We are based in Cambridge. We rehearse just outside Cambridge in Abington.
Uh-huh.
We've been around since 1990 in one shape or form or another. We're quite a successful barbershop chorus in
Oh, wow.
National and international terms. you know, we've several times won our national competitions, and we've represented the UK in several visits to the States to compete in what they call the Air International, arrogantly, as they normally would, of course. And we enjoy representing ourselves and barbershop. We love singing and we love entertaining, but what gives it a little bit more point and purpose is if we can do it to help a charity. And we were particularly interested in Christian Blind Mission because we thought the work that they were doing was very appropriate. And of course, one of the side issues here is that if you're blind, you can still enjoy music.
That's a very good call, very good point.
So, you know, because music brings people together around the world without regard to creed or nationality or ability, it's an appropriate way of helping to raise money for the charity.
Okay, so what sort of stuff will you be singing in on the night?
We will be singing mostly barbershop songs. Barbershop is a form that involves singing unaccompanied in four-part harmony, usually all one gender. In our case, we're men. But we have this evening, we have in the concert, we're going to have a choir called Stella A Cappella, who are all ladies.
Oh, wow.
So there'll be a...
Doing the same style?
Similar style, yes. Light music, popular music from, in their case, rather more recent origins, Adele or the Eurythmics or the Beatles. In our case, our material goes back a little bit further to the origins of barbershop, which was probably in the early to mid-1800s
right.
in America.
Okay.
But I could get very boring about this if you let me carry on.
There's obviously a history. We need to get you back in on this. There's obviously quite a history here.
There is, yes. And there's a large organisation in the UK that supports it, and barbershop is sung in the States, it's sung in Holland, in Germany, in Australia and New Zealand. It's a big movement.
And whenever you hear it, it's very uplifting, isn't it? It's always positive. There never seems to be a dark side to barbershop. It's always uplifting.
I think so. It is. It's lighter music than you might get from some of the other choirs around Cambridge. Mm. It's more entertaining. One of the essences of singing a cappella is that we're not constrained by having instruments around us. We can express ourselves more fluidly. We also don't sing from music, so that we can move, we can express the music with our bodies in a way that you don't get from a traditional choir where they've got their noses buried in
yes.
their scores.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
And does that lead to sort of like a jazz attitude to it? As you say, if you've not got instruments, you've not got music, do you tend to sort of go off and do your own bits with it?
You can a bit, although, of course, if you've got a large group of people singing, yes. you can't really improvise very much, otherwise you'll get in a terrible mess. But we do sing in a way that allows us to bend the rhythms and produce what is a better interpretation of the music than if we were perhaps following a track.
How amazing. OK, well, that's two of the bands on the evening. Tell us about the third.
The third band is Prime Brass, who are a local brass ensemble. They've been around for quite a long time. They're currently, I usually perform in a group of about 10. And they do lighter music, but they're perfectly capable of turning their hand to almost anything. And they play quite a lot in local cathedrals and with other local choirs, and including in the past with ourselves.
Right. Now, you're all performing in St. Paul's Church, so the acoustics should be pretty amazing, shouldn't they?
The acoustics in St. Paul's Church are very good. It's recently been refurbished with acoustics in mind.
Right.
So it's a place we've sung in two or three times before. We know it well. It works extremely well for us. It's easy to get to. You can park in the Queen Anne car park, or you can park in the streets around about. They're very welcoming there, and they support the sort of thing that we're doing.
Excellent. All right, well, let's take a listen to one of your tracks. You very kindly brought in one of your CDs this afternoon. The CD is called All the Right Moves. It's the Cambridge Chord Company. The track I think you've chosen is called I Wish You Love. Is that right?
That's right.
Let's give it a listen.
Goodbye.
sincerely want to say, to say.
Some amazing vocal range and some really deep bass notes on there, Alan. That's the Cambridge Chord Company from the album All the Right Moves. That's a track called I Wish You Love. That's lovely, and that's the sort of stuff we can expect to hear from you on the night, isn't it?
Yes, that's the sample. We will sing things that are livelier and brighter, and we'll sing things that are quieter, and there's an element of humour creeps into our performances from time to time, which I will not give away.
Excellent. All right, so the performance takes place at St Paul's Church on Hills Road. It's at 7:30pm on Saturday the 20th, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, tickets.
Tickets from Ticket Source. You can go onto Ticket Source and search for Let There Be Light. Please put the quote marks around it.
Oh, right.
Otherwise, you'll get all sorts of things that belong to Let There Be and Light.
Oh, I understand. So searching in speech marks means that's the title.
Title. Or you can buy tickets on the door.
Excellent. Tickets are priced at £10, is that correct?
Yes.
Super. It's all in aid of CBM. If people want to find out more about Cambridge Chord Company, there's a website for
there's
you.
There's a website,
it?
Not surprisingly, cambridgechordcompany.org.uk.
Don't forget the H, it's chord with an H.
Yes.
And for CBM, of course, Jacqueline.
Yes, yes. www.cbmuk.org.uk.
Lovely, and you've got all the details of the concert on there as well, I see. You can search
on there
for that
as well. Yes.
Excellent. So there we go, just to remind you then, that is on Saturday the 20th of October at 7:30pm at St Paul's Church. So we've got the Cambridge Chord Company, we've got Stella a cappella, and we've got, now it's not Cambridge Brass, it's
Prime Brass.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just looking at that on the CBM website, it says Cambridge Brass, it's Prime Brass, is that right? Okay,
yeah.
Lovely. Alright, so three local bands all performing there. It's all in aid of CBM, who do wonderful work across Africa, helping the disability, blind particularly, but disabilities of all sorts. Is that right, Jacqueline?
That's right, yes.
There we are. And as I say, those details, I think, are on the Cambridge 105 radio website as well, if you just go to the What's On section. There we are. Tickets priced £10, available on the door or through ticketsource.co.uk. It's been lovely to meet you both. Great success with the concert.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.